When you're bargain hunting for a new TV, finding that absolute lowest price feels like a massive win. You plug it in, the screen lights up, and you just feel like a financial
Oh,
genius.
for sure. It's a great feeling.
Right. But step into the world of heavy industrial procurement, and that bargain hunting instinct becomes a massive trap. Okay, let's unpack this. Our deep dive today explores a guide from PayaPress on the hidden traps of industrial procurement.
Specifically, we're looking at what goes wrong when buying a CNC busbar machine, right?
Exactly. Those heavy-duty systems used to punch, cut, and bend thick copper bars for switchgear and panel fabrication. And the core premise here is, well, it's a tough pill to swallow. The lowest purchase price almost always guarantees the highest total cost of ownership.
Yeah, it's the definition of a false economy. I mean, mostly because a poor capital purchase in this space just fails under actual production stress.
Right.
And that failure usually happens almost immediately, like within the first quarter on the shop floor.
So we aren't just talking about a machine, like suddenly bursting into flames here.
Yeah.
We're establishing why the cheap option fails in these insidious, creeping ways.
Exactly. It really comes down to mechanical realities. A cheap machine often has this undersized hydraulic punching force. So when you force it to punch through thick copper all day, the frame flexes ever so slightly, and that tiny flex completely destroys your dimensional accuracy.
Which leads to what the guide calls clearance nonconformance, right?
That's
Basically, the
left.
holes just don't line up perfectly with the bolts.
Right, so the joints in these high voltage electrical panels aren't flush, and that creates dangerous electrical resistance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when your client comes in for the factory acceptance, test the FAT, they test the electrical load, see that resistance spike, and they reject the entire panel.
Yikes.
And those FAT delays trigger massive customer penalties that just instantly wipe out whatever money you saved on the machine's sticker price.
It is exactly like buying a cheap off-brand smart device for your house, right? You save $20 up front, but then it forces you to use this terrible, clunky, proprietary software just to turn on a light bulb.
That is a fantastic analogy.
Because the guide points out severe software bottlenecks, too. If the machine software can't import standard DXF or CAD files, which the blueprints engineers actually use, you're stuck manually typing in coordinates. You have capped your shop's productivity from day one.
Yeah, but what's fascinating here is that the manual programming and even the rejected joints, they aren't even the ultimate quiet killer of these cheap machines.
Wait, really? What's worse than that?
The after-sales support. Let's say that overstressed hydraulic punch finally just breaks. You are often looking at a 6 to 12 week lead time for proprietary spare parts to ship from overseas.
A 12-week delay? Are you kidding?
Nope, that single failure turns into an entire quarter of lost output.
Knowing that a broken part or a flexing frame costs months of downtime, you'd think buyers would demand to see specific, unfalsifiable hardware specs. But I do have to push back on one specific setup, the source's demand here.
Oh, which one?
Why demand a 3-in-1 punching, cutting, and bending platform? Aren't separate stations perfectly fine?
Well, like
Just
that.
cut it here, slide it down the line, and bend it over there.
I mean, it sounds perfectly logical. I get it. But in switchgear fabrication, separating those stations is actually a really outdated configuration.
How so?
We are talking about copper bars that can be 10 feet long and weigh over 100 pounds. When an operator physically lifts and moves that massive bar from a punching station over to a bending station, they introduce repositioning errors.
Ah, because human hands are resecuring the material.
Exactly. The alignment shifts slightly, but a 3-in-1 setup maintains a single coordinate reference. Once the copper is clamped in, the machine never loses its place.
Which guarantees that plus or minus 0.1 millimeter hole accuracy.
Right. It permanently locks in that perfect relationship between where a hole is punched and where the bar is subsequently bent.
That level of required precision makes me wonder how the major players in the U.S. market actually stack up. The field is pretty segmented.
It really is.
On one end, you've got companies like Petting House anchoring the premium heavy industrial side, built like absolute tanks. And then you look at brands like Soco in the entry to mid-range.
Yeah, those traditional tiers make sense depending on your volume, but navigating them requires verifiable data, not just glossy brochure claims.
Here's where it gets really interesting. I want to spotlight the author of the guide itself, PayaPress. They take a completely different engineering posture compared to the rest of the market.
They do, because PayaPress doesn't just list their tolerances in a marketing PDF. They actually make that 0.1 millimeter accuracy a binding contract term.
Right.
They publish the specifications and write them directly into the supply agreement.
And they don't just ship the machine and hope it survives the shop floor. They validate it using the buyer's own specific copper material before final sign-off.
Exactly, proving it hits those tolerances under real-world conditions.
So what does this all mean? For you, the listener, the big takeaway is that evaluating machinery is a total cost of ownership decision. It's heavily reliant on workflow integration and local spare parts.
Absolutely. It's about shifting focus to the entire life cycle. And I think this raises an important question to leave you with. If a machinery manufacturer refuses to guarantee their dimensional accuracy as a binding contract term, what other equipment in your company's supply chain is secretly running on unverified, unwritten promises?
My scary thought. Next time you feel that dopamine hit from a bargain price tag, you might want to double check the contract.